Back now with Day to Day. Smoking in public is so widely discouraged these days, many smokers see home as their last refuge for lighting up. But in Helena, Montana, and some other cities as well, smoking is now banned in publicly subsidized housing. Hope Stockwell of Montana Public Radio reports.
Air Force veteran Sonia Downs says she's tried everything to quit smoking, but can't. She lives on the third floor of a subsidized apartment building on the south side of Helena. She takes the elevator instead of the stairs because she has trouble breathing. She also gets short of breath when she's stressed, like now, as she tries to talk about the idea of not being able to smoke in her apartment and having to find a new place to live.
If I did find a place to live, I don't know how to move in with all the deposits and everything, because I am broke. So I have to go get my inhaler.
Once she takes a puff from her small white inhaler, Downs is able to go on about how she hates being told what to do.
When they don't know what it's like to be hungry, they don't know what it's like to work two jobs. And those that are sitting on this board telling me that I can't smoke when it's the only thing I have left to do.
Downs and others were angered by comments made by Housing Commissioner Steve Netchert as he and his fellow commissioners debated the ban. Netchert says he personally believes that low-income residents shouldn't be buying cigarettes.
Well, yeah, it's one of those politically correct things, but it is something. You know, I mean, you're in a position where you have low-income housing because the people, you know, just don't have the funds available, but yet they have the funds available for something like cigarettes.
That's just so patronizing.
Amy Hall is an attorney for Montana Legal Services whose clientele is all low income.
For someone to be telling someone else, whether they're in public housing or not, how they should spend whatever money they have, that seems to me to definitely be an infringement on someone's privacy.
Hall is researching whether smokers have any legal recourse in this case. They're not a protected group, like persons of a particular race or religion, but a person's privacy is explicitly protected by the Montana State Constitution. So, though, is the right to a clean and healthful environment. That is what Housing Authority Executive Director Colleen McCarthy worries about, in particular, secondhand smoke.
I had a client write me a letter and say I'm prepared to get an attorney because you as public housing particularly have to provide me with a safe and healthy environment in which to live. I don't know if it's ever been litigated, but I don't want to have to go down that road. It's a very expensive road to go down.
It's already very expensive, she says, to clean up after smoking tenants when they move out. Come July 1st, when smoking is banned in all of Helena's public housing units, their common areas, and even the grounds outside, smokers are faced with just a few options. Cessation programs are being offered for free, and for those who can't or won't quit, various service agencies and churches could help them relocate. Currently, about 40 of the nation's 3,000 or so public housing authorities have similar bans in place, and more are being considered. For NPR News, I'm Hope Stockwell in Helena, Montana.
Okay, smoking's out in some places in Montana. You can still find actors lighting up on movie screens, at least for now. The folks who rate movies, the Motion Picture Association of America, have just said they'll consider smoking as a factor when assigning ratings. Humorist Brian Unger is worried about what other warnings moviegoers might hear. Here is the Unger Report.